Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today's show is about when other people are affecting your energy. I was going to call it Don't Let the Bastards Get You Down, but you know, that isn't the most nice title, sweet title. But, you know, it happens in life. And so I'm going to lead you through some of my favorite approaches. Whether you're going through a divorce or you have a child or a parent or someone who's doing, you know, crazy making things, or coworkers, like, it's important to remain energetically aligned. And there are definitely ways to do that. And also, as you listen to the different techniques, I encourage you to choose one or two that resonate with you and that you can practice and go back to again and again and again, because like any habit, the more you reinforce it, the more it will stick. And what tends to happen is, you know, we have all our tools and we're good at using them when things are going great. But then when, you know, someone jabs us or continues to do crazy making behavior, we let it go, like, oh, and go into the drama, go into the frustration, go into that. And I'm not saying that's wrong. Like, don't deny yourself of like what you truly feel. Don't go into denial, but just recognize, like, okay, I'm really upset about this right now. So I've been going through a divorce and I've had these moments that I've been really upset in, and just allowing myself to be with that without pushing it away, without making it a wrongness that I'm doing it, like, oh no, I'm in the drama. Just be with it for a minute. And it reminds me of a book I was reading once by Thich Nhat Hanh. I came across this book. It was in my house for some reason. Maybe someone left it when they came to visit. And it was just, the title is Anger. And one of the first suggestions he had for anger was to just be like its mother. Okay, so it's there, it's present, it's like acting out. And you're being with it without judging it, just like, oh, I see you. Yeah, I hear you. It's okay.
I don't understand.
Siri. you know, so being with it, not rejecting it, because when we reject anything, it gets even worse. It gets louder. Okay. We're pushing against what is instead of like, okay, let me breathe into this and be okay with what is. What is right now is anger or sadness or frustration. Or these thoughts of like, how can this person be this ridiculous? Right? And part of that involves breathing, returning to the breath, returning to the present moment, realizing that this moment is the only moment we have ever. I don't have 10 minutes from now. I only have now. Ever. And as you remind yourself of that, you soften. Now, a lot of the crazy making behavior will trigger us and tap us back into or loop us back into old traumas, which is why that behavior affects us so much. Like if we didn't have a past experience with it on some level, it wouldn't affect us in the same way. So I'll give you some techniques for that. But the first thing is really to return to the breath. And I realized this week that the breath is so powerful that I'm going to devote some YouTube videos to it. The yogis knew that is through different breath practices, you can change, let's say, hot flashes. Okay? You can deliberately cool off the body. You can deliberately heat up the body. You can change metabolism. You can, through the power of the breath, have better focus. That one's kind of more obvious. But there are so many things you can do with different breathing techniques that I thought it's really important to bring that more out to the public. I already have one video about breathing on YouTube. I think it's called Krama, K-R-A-M-A, breathing. And it's Kathy Williams' public figure. But the breathing and being guided, especially for when you're starting, can be so useful to just return ourselves to the present. And that's one of the first steps in grounding as well. And I'm going to lead you through one of my favorite grounding practices here in a little bit. Because grounding and connecting and reminding yourself of your connection to the earth, to the breath, to the interconnectedness of life, and the fact that you're supported is huge when you're thrown off by other people. So I'm going to invite you now, if you have hands available, two hands available, not if they're on the steering wheel, and not if you're running or something, but to bring them together and like in a namaste position or prayer position and just connect with that and put the thumbs to touch your heart, the center of the chest there, and really allow your attention to come to that focal point at the center of the chest and be with that. That helps you establish here and now. And the hands have so many nerve endings that pressing them together is also a simple way to ground and to realign. So now what we're going to do is we're just going to, hands are together, you're just going to move one hand upward and one hand downward. They're on the same axis. They're not changing what they look like or their shape. You just reach one hand up a little bit, up above your head, but in front, and one hand down toward your belly, and then bring them back together. And on inhale, reach the other arm up above the head. And then exhale, bring them back together at the heart. You can press that point again. When it's a focal point in yoga, it's called an anusa. Inhale, you reach one hand up and one hand down. Exhale, bring those hands back together. And then inhale, reach the other one up, the other one down, and then exhale, hands back together. And just notice how you feel relaxing your hands now. Super simple way of realigning your energy. Right? The right and left hemispheres of the brain. Now, The things we do together in the show are not only going to be energetic. Some of them will be things like boundaries. You know, someone's affecting your energy. They're probably pushing on your boundaries a little bit. One of the most beautiful quotes I read about boundaries I've read is the idea that boundaries are the place where you can honor the other person and honor yourself. They use the word love, where they're the place in which you can love the other person and love you. And so you're not just loving them and letting them walk all over you. You're not just loving you and you know, shutting the door. It's where can I stand in love for both people? Where can I stand in kindness or honoring both people? And only you can find that place. And what are the actions you would require? It usually it involves changing something. For me, you know, I had to say, please do not text me past 9 p.m. And then specifically turn that person to mute, the person who would text me after 9 and rile me up and then I couldn't sleep, right? I'm not going to read your text if they come after 9 p.m. I prefer you don't text me after 9 p.m. It continued, actually. Then they emailed me after 9 p.m. like, So then maybe there's some discipline on my part to not check. Or maybe there's, okay, please do not text or email me after 9 p.m. Feel free to do it in the morning. Right? Deliberate, healthy boundaries. Boundaries are not barriers. A listener asked me recently to speak about boundaries and barriers. You know, if your neighbor has dogs and you don't want them to come into your yard and poop, you put up a barrier. Okay? It's just like, there's a fence. The dog is not going to come into my yard and I'm not going to have to step and poop. Okay? So everywhere you've decided that boundaries and barriers are the same thing and that you shouldn't have them, will you just let all of that go? I like to say, like, de-solidify that idea in your life or collapse it all back to energy. Because boundaries are so useful. Okay? The boundary of a country helps us know where that country ends and the other country begins. A lot of us don't have really good energetic boundaries. We let everything come into our space and then we feel it all. Okay? I used to, you know, work within a philosophy of, oh yeah, you should let everything come through, right? Receive all of it. Yes, I can receive it and still wear a raincoat, right? If I'm going to walk out in the rain, I can use an umbrella or a raincoat. If I'm going to go out in the snow, I can use a parka, right? I'm not just going to walk out there naked. Okay. So the same thing is true of energetic boundaries. You can say, yes, I recognize that angst, and I'm not going to let it into my body. One of the simple exercises to kind of reinforce that energetic raincoat for yourself is to put a middle finger at your belly button. And you're just going to pull up, middle finger at your belly button, pulling up, middle finger at your third eye. You can pull up or just leave it there and just take several breaths. You have two meridians here that you're reinforcing the connection through. They do connect. One is the governing meridian up the back, and the other is the central vessel meridian up the front. And those connect at the palate. And so if you're connecting these two by the middle finger and the middle finger, at the third eye and the belly button, you're just reinforcing those two meridians running smoothly. I hope I told you correctly. The governing vessel goes up goes up the back. And so these sort of little things that you can find, whether it's a physical energetic thing like we're doing, or imagining energy, light coming from your heart and then expanding out. You can do this while I mention it. Expanding out, expanding out, expanding out from the heart until it gets bigger, almost like an egg around you. And this is your own glow. And you can allow anything, this light, to neutralize anything that comes into your field, right? Where it's like you're reminding yourself, no one else has power over you. No one else does. They have no impact. They don't have to have any impact on the way you feel. Of course, we let them, right? Someone comes and says, well, I just, you know, sold this house. We co-own or whatever. you know, then you're going to be triggered, okay? Feeling powerless or whatever. And then it's about how quickly can I come back to my center? How quickly can I come back? Okay. Because when you come back to your center, then you can make clear-headed choices. When we come back after the break, I'm going to show you a simple way to bring yourself out of trauma when something shocks you, something big. You know, the person says something like what I just said, and you're just like, oh, right? You know, your child was in a car accident because they were doing something stupid or whatever. Like a way to calm your nervous system quickly so you can come back and make clear-headed choices. Because that's what it's all about. Like the point of power is with you now, even when you feel powerless. So thank you so much for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today's show is all about when other people are getting you down, pressing your buttons, frustrating you, how to keep your energy uplifted. And I always say that with kind of a grain of salt, because I want you to recognize that you don't have to reject the emotions that are coming through, right? If we go into denial, things get worse. But we get to also thank our emotions that are coming up, because they're showing us, and the thoughts that are coming up are showing us where we're not yet free, where we think life should be different so we can be happy. Ah, he's driving me crazy. That sort of thing. Okay, only you can allow yourself to be driven crazy. So one of the things my coach gave me quite a while ago was the tool, with every trigger, with everything that comes up that's like driving you nuts, you just say, oh, thank you for showing me where I'm not yet free. And in that moment, you're having gratitude for that thing. And there it becomes a gift. Thank you for showing me where I'm not yet free. Right? If I'm depending on life to be different in order for me to be happy, I'm not free. Okay? That means I can make a choice within myself to change that. Because they may or may not change, right? That person may or may not change. The president may or may not change. You know, the government, the boss, whatever it is. But we in and of ourselves can choose to come back to center and take the actions we can to make a difference in that calm, aligned space. So please don't reject whatever you're feeling. In fact, journaling is a super useful way of letting all of that out. I always think of it like throwing up on paper, just like getting it all out. Whatever the bad food is, sorry for the visuals, you get to get it out on paper. And there are studies that have shown that journaling is very impactful in changing moods, in helping reduce depression and anxiety and things like that. So journaling, and even looking at like, okay, what went well today? Right? Because again, if we're being dragged down, but especially, if someone, I had a client who was in lawsuits for years with someone who I think the man had been in 40 lawsuits in his life. So he was, getting on her about something, and it just kept going and going. And her resiliency was so beautiful. And she would come see me a couple times a month, and we would work on that and her perspective about it. And because ultimately there's this feeling of powerlessness. You don't know what the court's going to decide and what this party is going to do today. I mean, they did some horrendous things, and it's like, all you have control over is you with you and coming back to the present. Oh, right now I have my breath. Oh, right now I have the wonderful breeze that I'm sensing. Right now I'm listening to something on technology. Pretty cool, huh? And so, using the journal, yes, to let out all that stuff. It's so important to write about the stuff that is bothering you. And then also to, okay, what are some of the gifts today? What did I enjoy today? What can I do more of that I enjoy? To reinforce that. So we're reinforcing what we're grateful for as well. It's so powerful. Even in the midst of great trauma and tragedy, there are things to be thankful for. And Viktor Frankl, the author, who survived a Nazi camp, wrote all about that. And he's an inspiring person to sort of read about, because hopefully you're not in something quite as intense or extreme as his circumstances. So if he can come to some place of positivity and peace, then, how about us? So there are things that can support us. And I taught a few of those tools in the first part of the show. Another simple tool, and I've mentioned this in the past, I'm trying to think of which show it was. The Divine Feminine show, the show I did last show in March of 2021, has some useful activities and tools as well for tapping in to yourself. That this tool, I know I've mentioned it, but what show, I'm not sure. It's simply placing your hand across your forehead. So the fingers are above one eye and the palm is above the other eye. And then your thumb can rest there as well. And then take the other hand to the back of your head. And that can be the between the two ears or just a little higher. I like to have it just a little higher. And just take some breaths. And I have a YouTube video in which I explain using this on someone who I saw be hit by a car. He was a pedestrian and he flew across the street. And I used this technique on him because it brings us out of trauma. Okay? It brings us out of the shock. It brings the blood back to the forebrain, which allows you to have clarity and think better and make better choices. All you have to do is sit here or stand here with your hands in this position. And you will notice at some point your nervous system changes. So that may mean you take a deep breath. It may mean you sigh or notice a sense of relaxation coming over your body. Super powerful. And there are several different ways of doing this that I teach in my small groups that I lead, my coaching groups, because, you know, the slight changes have different effects, but this one is just a general, overall useful thing to do. Good. And then, you know, with in the case of that man, I held my hands in this position for like 20 minutes. Because his shock trauma was so, you know, severe until the paramedics came. Oh, there's a YouTube video about that. My YouTube channel is Kathy Williams Public Figure. And as I mentioned, I'm going to have a whole bunch of pranayama breathing videos to help calm the mind, to help cool off and heat up the body. And change metabolism, all sorts of different videos for different effects. Because the breath is amazing. It's so powerful. It's one of our best simple medicines we can use to change things. All right. So relax your hands if you haven't already. And so that's a really useful one for the nervous system. The thing that you can buy that's really... it's like chill out tabs, is Rescue Remedy. And if you don't have that in your medicine cabinet, please run out and get some. You know, they carry it at Whole Foods or you can get it online. I kind of like Vitacost. But Rescue Remedy is a flower essence. And I used to say, if you don't believe it works, try it on a skittish pet. Because your pet will chill out. You can use it with kids. They have a kid version. I think now there are all sorts of versions like for sleep and stuff like that. But Rescue Remedy and flower essences have this one in particular has a soothing effect on the nervous system and on trauma. So it can be a real support for your body and for your adrenals during a time when you're being worn down. I'm also a fan of homeopathic cortisol. You may have to go through, you know, a chiropractor or some kind of provider, naturopath to get that. I had no idea how much I was running my life on stress hormones until I started taking homeopathic cortisol. And it just like totally changed 100%. So, you know, when we're dealing with people who are stressing us out, right? Yes, we remind ourselves, okay, thank you for triggering me, for showing where I'm not yet free. All right, coming back to the breath, doing the little integrating exercise I shared earlier. And I mentioned appreciation a couple of times and grounding. So one of the simple ways that you can ground is to feel your feet on the ground. And of course, being outside on the earth is wonderful. Even lying on the earth is wonderful. But here, no matter where you are, you can feel your feet on the ground. and notice your hips and pelvis if you're sitting. And imagine, sense, or feel from your hip bones all the way deep, deep down into the earth, a grounding cord, like a giant root, down, down, down into the earth. And this root goes so far down, miles upon miles upon miles into this huge planet, and anchors itself there at the core of the earth, the heart of the earth. And we're going to draw earth energy up that grounding cord. So bring your awareness up, 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 up. Up into the tailbone. Good. Now, there are all sorts of ways to do this. We're going to do it in a slightly different way than I've taught publicly before. Imagine yourself or sense yourself connected to the cosmos. And this is sort of a vastness above the crown of your head. And sense that energy connected to you, cosmic energy, and draw cosmic energy down two channels at the sides of your spine. So you're drawing cosmic energy down your spine. And it's going to meet the earth energy in the tailbone. And then any extra cosmic energy can go down your legs. And now, get a sense of what your personal balance of cosmic and earth energy will. Usually it's about 15% earth or 20% earth, more or less, and then the rest cosmic. And you're going to draw that throughout the root chakra, throughout the pelvis, down through the leg, throughout the low belly, out to the sides of your skin, and then onward and upward. So you're coming up through the upper belly, your own personal blend of earth and cosmic energy, coming up through the rib cage, into the chest, upper chest, down your shoulders and out your hands, and into your throat. Up into the face. All the muscles and bones of the face, the brain itself, and all the way up and out the crown of your head. And imagine it just sort of water falling over you. Simple way to ground. Doesn't take very long, but it's very powerful. I teach a different way of grounding in the cords class that I teach. Actually, I send that out as a bonus recording because it's so useful to prevent yourself from being corded by others. Right? When they're cording us, we're being pulled by their energy. This is one of the reasons, actually, people can affect us more powerfully than some people can than others, is because they have cords to us or we have cords to them. So removing the cords is a very useful thing to do. And I always say, please don't cut cords, please, because what ends up happening is a part of that cord remains in your field, and now it's no longer connected to anything to discharge. It's not a good situation, right? This foreign energy in your field can cause energetic havoc. So I also teach how to remove those in how to clear the truth about cords and how to clear them. And that is on my website, meetkathywilliams.com, in the shop. And you can get 20% off with the code SM, like sexy mom, SM radio. I get so many notes from people saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. This information changed my life. It is life-changing. And It's going to change the dynamics between you and whoever you're having crazy making with. Removing cords just does that. So we're going to head to break in just a moment. Head over to meetkathywilliams.com. Get your free money rain exercise and create your life energy pull if you haven't already. And then go find that cords class if you haven't already taken it, because so many people cut cords in an ineffective way that really ends up creating some problems down the road. And we'll be back for Sexy Mom Abundant Life with the rest of the tools I have in store for you. One of them's really funny, actually. I laugh when I think of doing it because it really changes the energy about things. So see you in just a moment. And again, omtimes.fm, SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and YouTube, Kathy Williams, public figure on YouTube and Instagram. Subscribe, like, and do all
the future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRADIO. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and today's show is all about what to do when people are dragging you down. And we need to rephrase that, actually, because no one can drag us down. That's the old victim perspective. I know it's easy to fall into, especially when people are doing crazy things, but it's like, okay, no one else has power over me. I have power over my emotional state. And one of the simple things you can do is bring your awareness to the best feeling thought right now. And if you're familiar with Abraham Hicks, they talk about this a lot. But bringing your awareness to the best feeling thought, that might be, oh, well, at least I have a cell phone. I can listen to positive things on podcasts. Or whatever, right? It doesn't have to be like this world-changing, awareness, especially about the situation. It just could be like, oh, wow, I'm glad I had lunch today. Some people didn't, right? That ad we just heard was heartbreaking. Like, do something good for someone else. that can help take your attention off of you and onto another as well. Your best feeling thought may be even like, oh, I love the feeling of this lipstick, right? I'm wearing this lipstick by MD Beauty. I hardly ever wear lipstick. I'm wearing this lipstick, and I'm like, that is amazing. It's this company where she uses avocado oil and things, and I'm just loving it. You know, people send me a lot of samples of things to, like, promote on the show, and I definitely don't and won't promote all of them. I only, you know, want to tell you about things that I love. And MD Beauty, she's doing an amazing job. Deidre Smith founded the company because she realized she's an African American woman, and she wanted to have colors that would be available and wonderful for everyone. So, you know, all the different skin tones have choices. And then not only that, make it eco-friendly. And it's, you know, it feels so good to wear, like with vitamin E oil and stuff like that. So that's one of the things, right? Like wearing things that you love, whether that's makeup and feeling really great about yourself, whether that's, you know, getting rid of those old clothes that remind you of your ex or or whatever. It wear things that support you in being the person you want to be. Okay, so MD Beauty, MDEE Beauty. Check it out. It's really good stuff. So, you know, makeup, beauty are things that I mentioned on the last week's show as well. Being the divine feminine in a masculine world. And again, we think we've been entrained to think that, like, these are superficial things, but it's actually like coming back to the empowered you. I'm coming back to what feels good for me physically, mentally, energetically, spiritually, you know, the food I eat, right? Especially when we're stressed out, it's so easy for us to reach for something quick, when really maybe what your body wants is something that's been slow cooked in the crock pot or the instant pot. Maybe it's, you know, something, right, grounding, like a baked sweet potato. Choosing the things that are really going to help us come back to, I'm nurturing myself through food, through scent. For me, one of the things is getting my house cleaned. It just makes me feel like, oh, okay, it's my home. It's under control. Even if there are so many things I can't control, including other people's behaviors. Coming back to what's nurturing for you. Because if we think of this in terms of chakras, and you don't have to by any means, but the first chakra has to do with grounding and stability, and you can only build from there. If you have no grounding and stability, then life is just sort of like, and there's a lot of fear. Okay, so what elements can you add to your life that are nurturing? That could be a beach walk or a walk in the woods with a friend. That could be a run with your favorite songs. During this time of my divorce, I've created a playlist of songs that are really nurturing for me, like I Am Light by, what's her name? Like So Much Magnificence by Deva Premal. I Am Light by, now I'm going to have to tell you because... I Am Light by, Indiari, and other songs too that are just like, yes, this is what I am. These are reflecting that what I want to reinforce in my life, which is, yes, I'm supported by the universe. Yes, things are always working out. I may not know how they're going to work out, but they do. And music is a powerful thing to reinforce that. Writing affirmations. You know, I really need to put this into a course. I have information about if an affirmation is not working for you, how to change that and why. So you can get with me for a one-on-one at this point. Because it's not in a course format yet. Maybe someday, right? These things that reinforce who we are at our core, what's really true. And doing that through whatever senses you have. So each of the senses is also related to a chakra, right? So the root chakra is really related to smell. The second chakra to taste, right? So this does not mean, oh, I love chocolate. Let me just go eat as much chocolate as I want. I am a huge proponent of chocolate because it actually does change your endorphins. That said, like really dark chocolate in really small amounts. Because junk food at its core is not nourishing to us. And we know that. You know, caffeine, it might make us feel like, okay, I'm alive, I can function in the world. But it's actually taxing to most people's adrenals. Mm-hmm. So we have smell and then taste. And then for the third chakra, it's sight. What's around you? Is that feeding you in a way that's helpful or not? Yeah. Then we have touch. Get a massage. Massage yourself. Get a, I have this fabulous massager I got from Whole Foods. I made a video about it once. And you just rub it on yourself. It feels so good. And then, earth has to do in the root chakra. Let me see. Now we're at a sound, of course, right? So all the five senses. And then, of course, there's physical connection, intimate connection. And that doesn't have to mean like sexual intimacy, but like talking to someone who cares. And so that quality of love that you can't get from scrolling through Instagram. And sometimes art does this for us as well, right? Creating, whether that's dancing free form, whether it's, expressing and doodling, whether it's crocheting, these things that are creative that allow us to express that pent up energy that's maybe nervous or angry or whatever it is. So realizing that you can use that anger, and anger is often, so use that energy, whatever energy is showing up. Anger is often an energy knowing that something needs to change. And it has to be channeled very specifically in order for us to have a useful outcome. Okay. Yelling at someone, I'm going to kill you, is not a constructive way of channeling that energy. And so simply asking yourself, okay, how can I channel this energy? And it might be into running or into, whatever kind of art. So finding your way. And you find that by asking questions. Well, what question can I ask here sometimes? I have a lot of people who ask me, well, Kathy, what questions do I ask? I did a whole show on that. You can find it on iTunes and YouTube and all the places about the art of asking questions. And I talk a lot about it, but one of the simple questions you can ask is, what question could I ask here that would open the door, that would help me come to clarity? Because when we're traumatized, when we're feeling all that angst, it's harder to come to clarity. What question could I ask? Or what energy could I be to tap into the clarity that's here for me? And then see what shows up. So we've talked a lot about a lot of things today, from the way what you wear to putting up boundaries to journaling and rescue remedy to, one of the ones I have not mentioned yet, but let's go to grounding, to breathing, to reminding yourself that your triggers, you know, are showing you where you're not free, and hence they're a tool for freedom. To gratitude, like, okay, this person is evolving me along my journey. I may not know the outcome, but thank you for playing that role in my life. That's not an easy place to get to all the time. Okay, thank you for playing that role in my life. But I'm not a victim. You're not a villain. You may feel that way, but that's just the lower perspective. The higher perspective is much greater. You're showing me up. I'm resilient. I can come back. Alignment and my positive vibes. Reaching for the best feeling thought. I have a class called Energy Magic. It's coming up next Friday. If you want like true empowerment with your energy, join us in that class. I ran it with a handful of women in one of my small groups that I lead. They meet with me every week. And this was one of the things we did in a session, and it was powerful. I have so many, I'm going to put some of those testimonials into a video because that idea of energy magic, like I'm solely responsible for my energy and I can always find a new energy to be, it's powerful. So you can find that at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. So the last one I want to talk about making that person less of a big deal. And so in your phone, naming them something different. One person in my phone is called something like, what is it? It's a new one. It's like, God's testing me. So it's really about, can I come back into alignment? Okay. This person, God's testing me. All right, come back to alignment. Cool, right? I got this. If you've been with me for a while, you also know that in the past I've called people interesting point of view. So I didn't give too much credence to their point of view, their judgment, their opinion. That's why I called them that. Super powerful. You can call them Smurf, right? Imagine them small and blue. And in fact, imagine this person who's bugging you now. Imagine them small and blue. And then they talk a little bit higher pitched and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? They're a little Smurf. They become not such a big deal in your head. So we are the ones who are making them a big deal. We are the ones who are giving them power. We're not victims. You are not a victim. You are powerful. And so wield that power in a way that really serves you. And I thank you for being here. Check out Energy Magic class at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. Check out the class on cords because it's so useful when people are driving you nuts or really acting unreasonably to release those cords. And I'm always available for your questions. Feel free to message me. The best place is probably on Instagram, actually, which is Kathy Williams Public Figure. And same on YouTube, Kathy Williams Public Figure. So click like, subscribe. Let's help get these messages out there. And if there are topics you would like me to see or to play with and give tips about, please send them in. I'm always open for those. You know, the more relevant this information is for you, the better. So you got this. You're bigger than anything that can happen to you. I know it doesn't always feel that way. Sometimes we feel stretched to the max, almost to the breaking point, and just breathe into it and call a friend if you need to. Reach out. Yeah. Thanks for being here, listening all the way to the end, and I'll see you later in the month. Thank you so much. Visit meetkathywilliams.com and listen to the past shows as well, you know, about the divine feminine, about triggers, about asking questions. Have shows about all of that. And make sure to subscribe. Thanks so much, everybody. Aloha.